It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When storms brew,
the eye wall,
batten down the hatches,
only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long week, my friends, but welcome to it. It is Friday. The weekend is here. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The cleanup begins. Milton, what a mess.
Oh.
Loss of life. I don't have up-to-date numbers. A lot of, you get individual reporting. I think Volusia County, they had six or seven. And, the tornadoes were just devastating. And I felt like I don't ever remember this much tornadic activity related to, a hurricane in Florida, et cetera. Turns out I was right. It broke all precedent and records. So anyway, still digging out, drying out. It'll be a long recovery for many folks. It'll be fairly quick for others as they still continue to work to get power on for a lot of people that still do not have it on. And I feel for the folks. And, southbound I-75 was pretty daggone busy yesterday. In other words, people chomping at the bit to get home. Probably want to assess damage. Probably want to try to get an opportunity to clean things up best they can before many of them maybe have to go back to work Monday. Hopefully they have a place and a job to go to. Hopefully most of the people have a house to come home to that they can live in. So, yeah, I was just surprised that it was that kind of flow. I thought that people would be like, check ahead, make sure your power's on. That would be one of the things that I would do. But, it is hard for a lot of people to leave their homes. And, most people just have that natural tendency to want to get back there and, fix whatever needs fixing. And hopefully it will be fixable for a lot of people. We know it won't be for many as well. Hey, Governor DeSantis briefed President Biden on the fallout from Hurricane Milton Thursday morning. So that took place. And then he was hammering on Vice President Kamala Harris over her swiping him for not taking her call earlier this week.
Right.
Governor DeSantis says that Harris doesn't understand what it means to respond to these natural disasters. Respond. That's it's action.
Yes.
Yes. Not jibber jabby talky talky.
And then why that he didn't take my call.
Right.
Right. There's a difference.
She had no role in this process. And I've been dealing with these storms in Florida under both former President Trump and President Biden. Neither of them ever politicized it. Wow.
Man, that's nice.
Yep.
Nice shot.
In fact, during all the storms I dealt with under this administration, although I worked well with the president, she has never called. She has never offered any support. She's trying to inject herself into this because of her political campaign. How can you not agree
absolutely.
With that?
Absolutely.
Earlier this week, multiple reports emerged that DeSantis' staff had turned down an attempt by Harris to reach him late last month in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene that made landfall on the 26th of September. When pressed about those reports on Monday, Harris attacked Governor DeSantis without, of course, using his name. Mm-hmm. People are in desperate need of support right now and playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations. These are the height of emergency situations. It's utterly irresponsible and it is selfish. And it's not selfish of me to want to be the focus of your attention right now. And well, forget that nasty governor from Florida who has done an amazing job in the Sunshine State on every level, including emergency response. Forget about him. It's about me.
Why do I think the first half was really accurate and we would agree that it shouldn't be made political? But she did anyway.
Yeah. Who's playing the games? Who's making it political? Who is, you know, desperate, really, to gain traction and support? Because there are a lot of polls that are coming out, especially in battleground states, that say that, look, Trump is beginning to edge her out. In several of these things, now every time they take a poll, it fluctuates a little bit, but making real inroads in Pennsylvania and in Michigan, of course, two very important states. Trump, in several polls, has a lead.
Right.
Not a big lead anywhere, but a lead nonetheless. And the trend is from, you know, being down a little bit to now leading by a little bit. And I think as more and more people kind of get to know her, they're like, there's not a lot there. It's just not a lot of substance.
Well, that seems to be the pattern, though, and we've seen this in multiple ways, but the more people do know her, the less they like her. It's like she can come off with this nice smile and this cackle, and she can be a little humorous and entertaining until you try to get any more out of that, and once you get past the surface, there's just nothing there.
Really, and I think a lot of people are coming with the same takeaway. So you've got that going on, and of course, and that's the other thing is if you're trying to win people over in Florida, it doesn't matter if you voted for DeSantis or not. You are completely not right if you don't think that he's done an incredible job.
Right.
These emergency responses.
It's not like he's fixing things in Republican neighborhoods or fixing Republican bridges or any of those things. He's helping Floridians.
Coming to the aid of everyone in need, taking it on as a big task, taking it very seriously, and dealing with it effectively. And former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, he gave rooms to 275 linemen at his resort in Miami.
Nice.
As they prepared to help the state recover. They were from Florida Power and Light. They were given rooms inside the Trump National Doral at no charge. Pretty swanky.
Yeah.
Swanky place to be. Yep. Former president's son, in a social media post, Eric Trump, shared video footage of some of the men after their arrival. Honored to have 275 incredible linemen from FPL as they get ready to respond to the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. You are amazing, and the Trump family, the entire state of Florida, appreciates you. Enjoy the rooms. They are the best in Florida. Be safe, he wrote. Wow.
That's nice.
Meanwhile,
nice gesture.
Yeah, you've got the Trumps opening their doors up. And meanwhile, nobody could find their wallet when Tim Walz was hanging out with the second man, Doug Emhoff.
Second gentleman.
Based on some reports,
he's very gentle. Well, not gentle not with so ex-girlfriends, gentle. But yeah, maybe a little genteel sometimes.
Yeah. We'll just call him, I don't know, Jerky Boy. How about that?
There you go.
All right, good. We're off to a good start. It is Friday. Good things are happening and good things are coming, my friends, especially when it comes to the weather. Absolutely gorgeous. It's going to pump you up and give you a lot of energy. We got all the latest headlines coming your way. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the weekend. Happy Friday. It is 6:20. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, digging out, clean up, rebuild after Milton. The recovery begins. At least 14 people have perished as a result of this awful hurricane and the related tornadoes. I think the number's probably a bit larger than that, but yeah, that's what we have now, and we, you know, we hope for the best. We always do, yeah. Of course. Oh, Governor Whitmer, one of our favorite. We've been, having a good time with the governor. I think since she's been in office in Michigan, that's the one.
That's the
Governor
one.
Whitmer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at her, she could play the role of a what do you call it? The person that leads the. The sexual torture stuff.
The whole
dominatrix.
The whole leather and
I like how you pretend like you didn't have a so good, Greg.
Yeah, it was right. They just see how quickly I jumped in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dominatrix, and we say that half kiddingly.
Well, the first time we saw a picture of her, it's like, wow, she just kind of has a look about her, you know. It stuck.
She likes to wear leather and leather-like products, and not that I necessarily have a problem with that. You know, let your freak flag fly.
You like leather jackets? You
know, I just have a problem with the way she governs.
Oh yeah,
I mean, a lot of far left, clamp down, shut everything down. You know, she went crazy during the COVID thing.
Except when your husband wants to go get a boat and.
Well, that was on him,
and you pull,
if you're
and
being
you,
honest.
He pulled the wife card.
Do you know who I am? Do you know I'm married to? He should have said, do you know who I have to put up with? Do you think I need a little time on the lake?
Compassion would have worked.
And the marina would have opened it right up. It
absolutely.
Said, you know, we've got it. We got gassed up. It's ready to go, brother. Now we totally get you.
I think you're onto something.
Yep, but instead he had to go, you know who I am. Yeah. Married to the governor.
What is the governor doing now?
She has raised some eyebrows. She has created a viral scenario where some people are a little uncomfortable, and I'm not sure I get exactly what took place here, but there's a clip posted on podcaster Liz Plank's Instagram account.
Okay.
And apparently she's a big lefty influencer. All right. She was on her knees opening her mouth for Whitmer to place a Dorito or a couple of Doritos on her tongue.
Okay. And like communion?
Well, that anybody who is familiar with Catholicism or practiced it or practices it, that would immediately come to mind.
That's
an image. It's like you're receiving, the body of Christ.
That's weird. In what context would you do this where it's not weird and no one would be probably thinking the same things we are? Like, what are you doing?
The person who's now look, the influencer is the influencer. Something goes viral, they win.
Oh, absolutely.
That's their gig.
But for the governor,
you're the governor of a major state, and you get what talked into this. You're comfortable with this. It doesn't make sense. So it's controversial. This began to go everywhere, I think early yesterday. A bizarre video in which she fed Doritos into the mouth of a liberal podcaster. And, a lot of people said, this looks like a stunt, that's imitating, Catholics receiving Holy Communion.
That is odd.
Plank, the woman, the podcaster, was seen eating it as the camera panned to reveal Whitmer in a camouflage Harris Walls hat. And kind of the funny thing about that is because it's orange print in the background of camouflage that has a lot of browns and tones in it.
Yeah.
It actually does kind of camouflage what it says on it. So good job marketing, you bozos.
Oh, my goodness.
The And the video is an apparent takeoff on a TikTok meme in which friends feed each other food and stare uncomfortably into the camera. Except, yeah, most people are not getting it, myself included.
Well, and even if it is a TikTok thing, let's say it is, and there's people that think that is funny, you're the governor of a state, and you're going to jump on board on some kind of a little fad like that? Really?
Now, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure she didn't fall for the, you know, eating a Tide Pod.
No, probably not. Or maybe that explains a lot. Maybe she did.
Well, could be. So this woman, Plank, that has the podcast, and she's an influencer, she is part of a group that calls itself Hotties for Harris.
Okay.
Hotties for Harris.
All right.
Tried to shoehorn the video into a statement on industrial policy, specifically about the CHIPS and Science Act of 2022, which gave billions in funding to boost the semiconductor industry, which I'm not sure how it's working out. The idea, the concept, I was very supportive of it. If he won't, Gretchen Whitmer will. Chips aren't just delicious. The CHIPS Act is a game changer for U.S. tech and manufacturing, boosting domestic production of semiconductors to reduce reliance on foreign suppliers. Donald Trump would put that at risk. What?
So is this a chip joke then? Is that somehow, are they connecting it to that?
Yes.
I mean, does that?
But still, again, you've lost the audience. That's your way to get people interested in in this concept and this policy that's already passed. I mean,
potentially offending Catholics to make a political thing about chips.
Yep.
Bad move.
Many Catholics are going to see this as mocking the communion. Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbuster, stressed on X. Except Catholics don't make it look sensual. So that apparently, some overtones there.
Yeah.
Let's be clear what's happening in this video, says a Trump advisor, Tim Murtaugh. Governor Whitmer of Michigan is pretending to give communion to a leftist podcaster on her knees, using a Dorito as a Eucharist while wearing a Harris Walls hat.
That's just...
Do they want zero Catholic votes for Harris? Well, they should get zero. That's just based on.
Oh yeah,
they want full term abortion right up to right up to birth. So yeah, I mean, Catholics shouldn't be supporting her anyway. Yep. So, Governor Whitmer in the news, not for something good. Yeah, these leftist Marxists, there's definitely a disconnect. You can tell they have the most difficult time relating and resonating with just regular folks.
Mm-hmm.
A billionaire.
Right.
A billionaire like Donald Trump is so much more like gets it, the average person, what our needs and cares and concerns are.
Yeah.
Very interesting, isn't it? And they're supposed to be the party,
of the people.
Yeah, right. 6:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, you can download the Bob Rose podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. You can do it on the Odyssey app as well. When you get to it, just click subscribe. No fee. You're all set. All right. Blacks leaving Kamala. Andrea Mitchell defends Kamala. Details on that and a whole lot more on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. Welcome. Woo! Long week for a lot of folks. And a lot of folks, going to be a long weekend, too. And if you are able to enjoy it, please do. Life is short. And, great weather seems like it's been difficult to come by, and great weather should be experiencing, right? This should be a wonderful weekend. But like I said, a lot of work to be done. Milton really did a job in a lot of different areas. You didn't think that the East Coast would get just so hammered the way it did. I mean, here, look, it's coming in Florida's West Coast.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, hammered folks all around Sarasota, into Charlotte County. Punta Gorda, I know, took a pretty good hit. And then comes out the other side and does a heck of a lot of damage there, too. And not to mention the tornadoes, which did. It broke all kinds of records for tornadic activity.
Looks like we are starting to get a little more volume, even just compared to like 20, 30 minutes ago. On I-75 South, I guess more folks are deciding to get up and get moving south.
Yeah, I think some people check and see if they believe they've got power back. That's to me, that's kind of a green flag for a lot of people. They go, okay, yeah, man, let's head back. But if you're heading back into a big mess where power's not restored, I mean, I wouldn't be in such a hurry. But that's, look, yeah, people... we worry about our homes.
Yeah.
We do.
And we were talking off the air, just... you can't fathom what that is like. You're going back to what? Do you have a job? If you work or have a small business, is it in business? Are you still going to get paid? Your bills are still due. Your home is a disaster. Maybe your other car is a disaster and gone. One of the strangest things I saw connected to one of the tornadoes was a big roll-off, like a big Florence roll-off?
Yeah.
On top of a house.
Yeah, I saw that,
too. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and those things are extremely heavy. It's the kind of thing they roll in front your front yard. It's, say, if you're completely, gutting your house, getting a remodeling job done.
A roof or something.
Yeah, and those are substantially heavy. Oh, yeah. I mean, really, what do you think one weighs?
Oh, I have...
a few thousand pounds.
I'm sure Paul could text me and let me know.
We do know some experts.
But, yeah, to fathom that they could just throw that thing around like nothing. The other thing that I saw... was a, because people use the whole shipping containers for homes. That's a big, kind of a big deal now. Uh-huh. If you do that, you got to bolt them down good. There was a video of one of those wrapped around a pole, a shipping container. Again, big metal shipping container.
Yeah, those...
they weigh a lot, too.
Yeah, and those can kind of, like you say, if you don't bolt it down, can float, move around. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, you'd think, this thing's ironclad, which they generally would be, but you still got to...
That's a lot of wind.
Yeah, man. So Trump was up in Detroit, and apparently he's catching some heat from some of the folks, like, well... If this is an opportunity, I was just talking about Governor Whitmer a little while ago. Yeah. She's got her own issues and her own problems.
Uh-huh.
But Republican now this is a Detroit Free Press.
Okay.
As a young man, I was 12 years old, I had, a paper route and I delivered the Detroit Free Press. So it was perfectly suited to my life now as I got up about the same time in the morning to deliver the morning paper, and I would read it pretty much cover to cover, and that probably generated, this instinct and, want to learn about the world around me in terms of news. And, but man, I was looking, is this an op-ed piece? It's got to be an op-ed piece. I don't think it is. But listen to the slant. Okay. Republican former President Donald Trump, speaking Thursday to the Detroit Economic Club at the Motor City Casino, bashed Michigan's largest city at a time when longtime residents and many national commentators alike consider Detroit to be on an upswing. In a long, rambling speech, Trump went on at length about the threat he believes is posed to the U.S. if Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee, is elected in the November 5th general election. At one point, after talking about trade, he veered into comments about the U.S. and its alliance with European countries and NATO and what they contribute to the group. Then he abruptly said... he didn't think that concern would be high on her list, referring to Harris.
Okay.
I don't think anything that we're talking about today is high on her list. The whole country is going to be like, you want to know the truth? It'll be like Detroit. Our whole country will end up being like Detroit. If she's your president, you're going to have a mess on your hands. He didn't mean it as a compliment either, the Free Press noted.
Well, no. Ask anybody in the country pretty much what their image of Detroit is compared to what it used to be. It's not going to be positive.
That's the thing. You see, they're going to prey upon people's short memory and not the heyday of when Detroit was, I think, the number fourth most populated city in the U.S., had one of the best economies, had some of the highest wages that were being paid, especially to blue-collar workers. Yes. And what happened? Well, it was decades and decades of Democrats basically, well, you know, little by little, kind of destroying the town. And, you know, and every important decision over decades, they always made the wrong one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were consistent.
Well, and Trump kind of gave an example. He says, you know, Harris destroyed San Francisco, where she was a DA. And the Free Press says, though he wasn't clear what he meant by that. Maybe he's talking about trying to step over excrement and or needles if you're trying to traverse the city. Maybe he's referring to that. Which is, again, common knowledge, just like you were referring to the common knowledge that Detroit had definitely seen better days. Now, have they made serious efforts over the last few years to turn things around? Yes, they have. And they are trying. But we know what he means when he says Detroit.
Of course.
And I was born there. So I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
It is 6:45. Greg Cassidy's here. It's the Bob Rose Show. We continue on. We've got special guests lined up for you. Preston Boland, Marion County Emergency Management, coming up at 8:05 on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. The bowl gets hot like magma, like it's coming out of the earth volcanically.
Ooh.
Yet the contents inside the bowl, cold.
Why is that? How does that happen?
We're referring to the intricacies of maybe cheap china and a microwave oven.
Yes.
Have you ever had that happen where you go to handle the bowl and portions of your epidermis melt to the surface? And ow, you set the bowl down quickly, and then you are looking for steam to come out of the liquid that's contained therein, and there is no steam because it's cold, so you just cook the bowl.
I've got a mug like a coffee mug like that, and the thing is, the microwave waves are supposed to be reacting to the moisture content. That's what gets all expanded and heats up, and that's why it gets hot, but so what is in a cheap Chinese mug or bowl
that's picking up that?
Yeah, that's heating up faster than the liquid, which is what's supposed to be reacting to the microwaves.
And I guess if it says microwave safe, doesn't necessarily mean microwave effective.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or epidermis safe. You put it.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I like that.
I try to be descriptive.
You and the multisyllabic word on a Friday morning.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friends, it is 6:52. Thanks so much for supporting what we do. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And so, finally, oh my gosh, is the weekend. It has been a long week for everyone. Now, 275 linemen, it's been a long week for them, too, but the ones I'm referring to, at least they could get a good night's sleep because of our great former president, Donald Trump, who invited them to stay at his place at Doral. 275 of them staying in those digs. Nice.
Yeah, everybody else is jealous.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Once again, Trump wins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the biggest concerns for people still is power out. That is a major hindrance to having an enjoyable lifestyle. Alachua County, it is reported, they have zero outages. I mean, unless they're, you know, super, you know, anomaly one here or there, the overall number appears to be zero. So everybody's good in Alachua County. And kudos to GRU. We had the CEO on, Ed Belarski, yesterday. And said they were very well prepared. They came back from the damages that were just done 2 weeks earlier that were serious, even to the infrastructure. So tip of the hat there. Good work, everybody involved in that. Marion County, you've still got a little over 10% that are experiencing power outage still.
That's a big county, so that's actually pretty good when you think about it.
Again, yes. Putnam County, which you're thinking they're further out. They're further out from the storm. But yet, I bet you that flooding probably has something to do with, like the St. John's River, things like that. But you've got almost 20% out still in Putnam County. And Volusia County, is it 43%? Let me double check on that. Yeah, about 43%. So, gosh, almost, almost half, nearly half still don't have power. So, look around, and if you've got power and you're alive and you've got a place to call home, a roof over your head, there's people that are experiencing a much more painful.
Well, a couple of feet, 2-3 feet of sand in your house. Saw a video clip that was posted from one of the municipalities down there, and it was weird because they were driving along in water, 2-3 feet of water in a big truck, probably an F-250, 350, and they got the windows rolled down and like, hey, there's an alligator like snapping at the tires as they are driving through the neighborhood.
Wow.
And it's kind of like, well, that's a realization of what some neighborhoods are dealing with.
And didn't I mention that? I said, look, don't be so hasty. Yeah. I got to get outside my house and see what the damage is. I got to assess it. I know people get obsessed.
Sure.
It's not to your advantage.
But Bob gave a clear warning.
The damage is done, yeah. And you want to walk around maybe in swampy water.
Mm.
I'm saying, critters like to, they're also looking for higher ground and or the environment of swamp-like conditions. That's how they live, like
in your living room. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Not to mention power lines down and the danger there. Arizona State University student who allegedly stabbed her classmate in a seemingly random attack has had her first degree attempted murder charge dropped by prosecutors.
Okay.
Casey Sloan, 19, was witnessed charging at Mara Daffron when she walked into a Glendale classroom September 19th before plunging a knife into her multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Matthew McCormick, one of around 13 people who saw the incident, said he took action to save the other student's life when he realized that she was being attacked. In that moment, I didn't really have a thought going through my head. I just knew I felt compelled to do something as she was going for a third attack. I was able to grab her wrist and apprehend her before further damage could be done. Investigators corroborated McCormick's statement, saying in a police report that the witness was able to disarm the defendant by pulling the knife away from the defendant's right hand and threw it away from them. A different witness said then kicked the knife to the back of the classroom.
But, that's scary.
But, what is the deal with dropping that charge? There's still a charge, but they dropped two of the four most serious charges. Huh.
That's odd.
Yeah. 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Friday. Hang in there.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay
AF up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.